to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to episode 108 of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. This is Pastor Thomas Overmiller. You know, sometimes we draw the wrong lessons from Old Testament historical accounts, like David and Goliath, for instance. Who hasn't heard a sermon or a song about killing your giants and so forth? But is it really true that if you, one, obey your parents, two, see that there is a cause, three, learn from past victories like killing your lions and your bears, four, refuse to trust in human methods like King Saul's armor, five, pick up five smooth stones, and I've heard several messages about the smooth stones, six, declare the victory for the glory of God, and number seven, run into the battle without second-guessing yourself, that you will defeat the giants in your life always. You see, this is not necessarily a passage that teaches you a template for the victorious Christian life. This is not some kind of foolproof guide for how we little Christians can somehow conquer the gigantuous circumstances in life, like mean bosses, bad health, and secular humanism, or even our own sin. Instead, David tells the purpose in his own words, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You see, Israel badly wanted a king, but God said no. They stubbornly insisted, so he permitted them to choose King Saul. Saul refused to follow God's commands, so God rejected him and chose David instead. The purpose for retelling this account is not to provide a foolproof guide for how we can always conquer the giants in our lives. You see, if you've read the book of Judges in the beginning of 1 Samuel, you'll recognize the brief summary I just gave as a summary of those books. And you might know that that is exactly the background that leads up to the story of David and Goliath. You might have thought, looking at those parts of the Bible, that God was abandoning Israel. After all, the nation was pushing him away. But even a rebellious nation, a cowardly king, a pansy army, and a hideous giant could not prevent God from choosing his man, David, as king, thereby continuing his faithful, merciful reign over Israel, providing the world with a Messiah. But is this the only lesson we can learn from this account, that God would be faithful to Israel? Well, certainly not. Nevertheless, you must be careful not to draw the wrong lessons. If David here provides you with an example for how to defeat your own giants today, then what qualifies as a giant? And what are the conditions for defeating that giant? I've already listed seven possible conditions, and depending on how you read this passage, you might find more. Now, each of these conditions are instructive, to be sure. There are little important truths to learn. They encourage appropriate biblical behavior in our lives. For instance, David obeyed his parents, and so should you. But there are many people in history who have obeyed their parents and have met such conditions, but died in battle. Did they fail due to hidden flaws? David certainly had his own foibles. Or did they fail because they somehow exercised faith that was more weak than David's? Ultimately, I think that these are the wrong questions to ask. You see, it is not always the will of God for his children to defeat their giants in the immediate present. But do you agree? Daniel's three friends recognized this plain reality. You can look in Daniel 3:18 and see that they faced the possibility of death in the fiery furnace by saying that they believed God could deliver them and that he would, but if not, they recognized that there was a strong possibility that God might not deliver them from the flames. And the annals of faith reveal the same. Notice the critical juncture of others in the middle of Hebrews 11:32-40, and I'll read this for you. The word others separates these verses kind of in the middle. The first half of the verses describe for us people, including David in the Old Testament, who defeated their enemies by faith. The second half of the passage of Scripture here in Hebrews 11, 32 through 40 is marked off by the word others, and it tells us about people who did not defeat the giants in their lives, and yet both are heroes of faith. The author of Hebrews says this, "What more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again." Here's the word. "Others, though, were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted, slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, goatskins. They were destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. All of these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise." You see, some of us face the enemy sword and escape, while others of us are slain. But in both cases, here's the key, whether you are slain by the enemy's sword or you escape it, in both cases, when you are obeying the will of God revealed in the Word of God, it is through faith. The true story of David and Goliath teaches you some very important lessons about God's work in the world, leading us to some important responses of faith. But one thing the story does not do is teach you how to always defeat all of the giants you face in life today and always win in the present. But whether you kill the giant or the giant kills you, you can go forward in confidence like David, in obedience to God's command, knowing that you will triumph in the end, even if it's on the other side of death. Nothing can stop the advance of God's kingdom. Not any giant in the world, even if he kills you.
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.